Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Benjamin runs to his right, catches at the 21. He's going to go way wide left, then cuts it back. 25, he's going outside again. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, cut back. 35, 30, at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. He's gone. Touchdown.
Unbelievable. Couple 360s along the way.
79-yard return by Travis Benjamin, and the Browns lead at First Energy Stadium is roaring.
Chris Tabor worked with our special teams. He's one of the most well-respected special team coaches in the league. It was evidenced by the number of requests that came in for him after the season that he was not permitted to leave, and I was glad that happened. He's a quality coach.
Final position group review. We're just going to take a look at special teams overall very quickly. Jason Lockett, NFL insider from CBSSports.com, will be joining us soon. We'll just hop right into Chris Tabor's group, looking at the kicker, Billy Cundiff. I thought he came in and did a very good job on the season, was 20 of 24. Now, one of those misses was against New England on that 59-yarder. Another one was blocked, so really 20 of 22. You'll take that kind of accuracy, I think, all day long. Was good, 7 of 9 from more than 40. Made all, 2 of 3 from 50, with the one miss being the 59-yarder against New England. And what I loved about him, his touchback, 41 out of 64 kickoffs resulted in touchbacks. I thought Billy Cundiff came in and did an A. He wasn't a story, especially filling the shoes of Phil Dawson. I give him an A. He's a free agent. If the price is right, I would bring him back.
Solid A for Billy Cundiff, and I do hope the Browns bring him back. I think it'll be a priority for them to do so. What they liked best about him was his deep kickoffs. That was the biggest reason they felt comfortable making a change from a legendary kicker, Phil Dawson, who, of course, ended up with the San Francisco 49ers, and there was a lot of backlash from that, a ton of backlash. We heard it in the offseason, and people obviously had great feelings about Phil Dawson as a person as well as a player. He had become a very familiar part in many ways the face of the Browns. But a kicker, and that was the point, a kicker really shouldn't be that popular, but he got there because you have no offense and have had no ability to score beyond what the kicker did. Billy Cundiff kind of changed that because he was efficient. He wasn't the story of the team, but he did a really good job, again, by helping opponents or by helping to keep opponents with bad starts and I think drive starts. And I think that's ultimately what he was there for. So Billy Cundiff, a solid A for me.
All right, the punter, Spencer Lanning, averaged 43.5 yards a kick, net of 38.1 yards. Actually gave up quite a few return yards against him. Was number 10 in that category at 357. Did have 30 nice kicks inside the 20-yard line. I thought a solid season, not spectacular. I would give him, you know, like a B- in that range. Wasn't right. A game changer. There are very few punters that are.
Right.
But, you know, that's kind of where I come out on
him. I'm with you, too. I was C+, B- with him. I'll give him a B- at the end of it all. Again, a new guy coming in, and you know, you changed the kicker and the punter, and it was somewhat of a position in flux when we looked at it through training camp. But ultimately, and again, you're keeping Chris Tabor as your special teams coach. He knows both guys. Yep. My sense would be that it'll be the Cundiff-Lanning combination again, and not just because of that, but if you feel you can get better, you do get better. But I think a lot of it feeds into who is doing the coverage on these kick teams as well, especially the punt team. And then, of course, the return game. And I'm going back to your Christmas story perspective on this, of the A++++++, because Travis Benjamin, one of the true game breakers of the NFL. Sad story to see him suffer that torn ACL against the Kansas City Chiefs and have his season end prematurely. I hope it doesn't affect how he comes back and what he looks like, because his game is all about the speed, and you know, you just hope and trust that the surgery and the repaired knee, he comes back as the same Travis Benjamin he was before the injury.
Yeah, when he's out there, it is an A++, certainly on the return side of things. But he was more a punt returner. Kick return team was kind of middle of the pack this year. He was only used three times on kick returns, was Travis Benjamin. And my thought is when you have a guy that's that good, I'd like to see him more involved, and I know the injury risk is there, but it's just going to be there with him anyway.
Right.
So I'd rather get as much out of him as I can while I've got him a few gadget plays, obviously. But to me, you know, he's a guy that I want to see get an opportunity to return some more kicks, because when you look at what he did as a kick returner this year, all he did on his three kick returns was average 48.7 yards per return. So that's pretty good to me. Like to see more of that. Obviously, the punt return, we heard the touchdown against Buffalo, and then that was unfortunately, you know, Travis Benjamin got hurt, wasn't able to finish out the season. But an A-plus when he's out there. I thought the return, the coverage teams, better on kickoffs, obviously aided by Billy Cundiff, not as good on the punt side of things, but still solid. But really, this is a team that it can be a difference-making unit when Travis Benjamin is on the field.
Really, it really can and would be. And then the last thing is in a general grade of kick coverage, this is where I'm going to give the Browns a C-. The coverage units did well in a lot in some games, not as well in others. But generally speaking, let me retract that. I'm going to give this group. I was looking at a whole different thing. I'm going to give this group a solid B in coverage. The kick coverage, when it had to count against some very good returners, if you look at the list of some of the people they faced, they actually did a really good job. I know they had a couple of moments where it blew up on them, but I didn't think that for what they had to work with and how often the bottom of the roster got flipped over, Nathan, they actually held up in this area.
I agree with that. And again, I think it's a unit that's going to be able to get better. I think having a defensive coach as a head coach, we heard, is going to maybe put a little bit more of an emphasis on special teams than maybe an offensive coach did. I think we kind of got that sense reading between the lines from Chris Tabor yesterday. So I think that will be pretty good. And an overall unit that really, outside of the Cincinnati game, where I thought those two block punts that happened in a row were really detrimental to the team. I thought the special teams, and obviously the game against Kansas City when Benjamin got hurt, Devon Best muffed the punt. Those were really the only instances that I think it hurt, and I think it helped win that Buffalo game with Travis Benjamin. And when he's out there, as I said, a difference-making unit for sure. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll be joined by the great Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider for CBS Sports.